USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued an order Thursday to recount more than 800,000 ballots cast in Milwaukee and Dane counties. The order required by law after Trump paid $3 million for the recount. The recount will begin Friday and must be completed by December 1st. Milwaukee County officials say they plan to finish the recount by Wednesday. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he has tested positive for the coronavirus and is working from home until he can safely return to Washington. Michael J. Fox has a new book, No Time Like the Future, An Optimist Considers Mortality. In the book, he describes a recent fall in a paraphrased audio clip.
Every day since the spinal cord surgery in April, everyone, doctors, family members, and friends have repeated this message to me over and over. You have one job, don't fall. Yet here I am. But for some reason, this just feels personal. Make lemons into lemonade, but I'm out of the lemonade business.
Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at 29 years of age. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump will meet with Republican leaders from Michigan at the White House on Friday to discuss plans moving forward on exposing voter fraud in the 2020 election, with hundreds of sworn affidavits claiming the irregularities. Michigan Governor Democrat Gretchen Whitmer calls the meeting an embarrassment to the state. Dr. Anthony Fauci assured the public Thursday that the coronavirus vaccines developed under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed will be safe and effective.
It was actually an independent body of people who have no allegiance to anyone, not to the administration, not to me, not to the companies, that looked at the data and deemed it to be sound.
Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding nearly all Californians be subject to a 10 p.m. curfew starting Saturday in an effort to curb coronavirus. People will still be allowed to perform essential tasks like walking their dog, picking up prescriptions at the pharmacy, or getting takeout at restaurants. Curfew times are 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Pacific. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Charles Schulz's infamous Peanuts Gang will make its return to broadcast TV this holiday season. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and A Charlie Brown Christmas can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and A Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The doctor is in. If you have a nickel. Thursday night football was a great contest between the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks won the contest 28-21, giving them first place in the toughest division in football, the NFC West. Wide receiver DK Metcalf talks up the win.
I feel like I can affect the game. I want to affect the game, when the ball's in my hands. But, we established a run game tonight. I think we rushed for over 100 yards, threw for over 100, so that was a big plus for us.
USA Radio News.